Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's meditation comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 35 and 36. Let your loins be girded and your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the marriage feast, so that they may open to him at once when he comes and knocks. Here ends our text. Anticipation is a funny thing. It's kind of a strange emotion. It can be butterflies in the stomach before preaching, especially in front of this crowd, or it can be an empty pit in the stomach feeling of a 3 a.m. phone call, which we may have experienced. It can be the loneliness of waiting in a hospital room for a needed operation. Or it can be pacing a maternity ward floor as an expectant father. It can be dreading of finals, which still need a little more studying. Or it can be an itching for that call night or that vicarage assignment so we know where we're going. We've all experienced some sort of anticipation. Well, our text this morning deals with anticipation. Not with the obvious anticipation of a wedding, but with servants. Servants who are waiting for their master to return from a wedding. It's about waiting with joyous anticipation. We pick up our text, and we see that the master has already gone. He's not with them anymore in the house. He's already at the wedding. We don't know how long he's been gone, but the servants know that he is at a wedding, and it may be sometime before he ever gets back. See, the Jewish weddings were very elaborate, as we know. He may not be back until the next morning, maybe 2 or 3 days later, maybe even a week. They were a real big splash, those old weddings. So what are the servants to do? Well, I'm sure the master left some sort of instructions with his servants. He may have said, just keep the house in order, feed the children, make sure they get to bed in time, brush their teeth, and the whole thing. He may have told them just to watch and wait. The text says, let your loins be girded and your lamps burning. In other words, roll up your sleeves and be ready, because they don't know when he's coming home. They're to act as if the master is still with them, because he is. For us, our master is Jesus Christ, and he is still with us. He's given us his promise. In the Old Testament and the New, we have his promise of eternal presence. I am your God, you are my people, and nothing can change that. Jesus in the New Testament says, lo, I am with you always, to the close of the age. He's the shepherd, the good shepherd that never leaves his flock. Sometimes we tend to doubt that promise, perhaps. And so God even offers us proof. If we doubt this, we see the proof of his love. His love surrounds us daily, and it's always there for us to turn to. His power and his spirit to guide us, to be with us, to heal our hurts, whether they be emotional, spiritual, or physical hurts. His hand. His loving hand, which guides us through our studies, through our work, and through our relations with all kinds of people. His word. How often have the words of Scripture comforted us and reassured us that God's love is with us? And finally, his body and blood, shared yesterday. This forgiveness of sins, which we as weak servants often need. The reassurance, the strength, and the forgiveness. We can hardly imagine that a kind, loving, and forgiving God has done nothing to assure us that he is with us and that we are his. The evidence is there. He is with us. So what are we waiting for? We're waiting for that second coming. The Master is coming again, but this time to invite us to go with him. So you and I wait, not with fear or terror at being caught asleep. We wait with joyous anticipation, because we are his servants and he is our master. And we wait not for a baby in a manger, but a Savior who's coming with power and might and all of his glory. The hymn we just sang, hymn 66, gives us a clue as to what kind of coming that will be. Sort of a second Advent hymn. Brass doors will burst. Iron fetters will yield. Prisoners of sin released. Till then, we work, we watch, and we wait as servants, waiting for that master. And we share that good news of that second coming by virtue of a first coming, a life, a death, and a resurrection. Till then, we care for the blessings that he has given to us, our health, our family, the church. We take care of those blessings. So that when he does come, in all of his glory, when he comes and when he knocks on that door, we open that door with joyous anticipation as he takes us into eternal life. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until that glorious day, as we await with joyous anticipation. Amen.